heart that's left behind. They call me the wanderer, they call me the solitude, they call me the dreamer, they call me the spirit guide. I could take you to the highest mountain, I could take you to the end of time. When you turn to me and say you need me, darling one, where do we go from here? I could take you to the edge of reason, I could take you to the stars beyond. When you turn to me and say you want me, darling one, where do we go from here? You share my life, my life fantastic.
Broken City comes from the album Here Comes the Rain. The Rain, yes. Hope you're doing all right out there, wherever you are in the world. DJ Ian, I think my mic volume could go up a little bit. There we go. Is that better? Yeah. So I was dealing with some PA issues. My band's got a gig coming up April 12th. And we have to supply our own PA. And I do have a PA, but it's not... I don't know if it's gig-worthy yet. So I was testing it out yesterday, and I'll be using this little Soundcraft mix. It's got 7 channels on it. But, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Right. Okay. Well, that was Magnum. Here Comes the Rain from 2023, a track called Broken City. In there, you had a band called Drifting Sun, a second track from them today called from the album A Trip the Light. Life Fantastic. I said light. And that was the title track from that album. And then British band Fingerprints from 1980 and a track called Wet Job from their debut album. And a track from Fox. And a track from their album, 1977 album on GTO called Blue Hotel, a title track from that. Now, just doing a bit of research on Fox. Now, the reason why I was doing that is because the band was led by an American called Kenny Young. Now, Kenny Young discovered quite a few people, including British singer Clodagh Rodgers. But I'm just looking now and on Wikipedia, and they have a prog rock album. So the album prior to this one, Blue Hotel, came out in 1975. And it's 1975. Prog rock was alive and well back then. And so it was called Tales, as in Tales Like Cat Tale, of Illusion. And so I'm going to have a listen to that and see if I can track it down somewhere. Because if it's good... that's the kind of thing I would like to play on this show, because a lot of bands kind of experiment with different kind of, you know, genres in their albums. At that time, you could. And so it'd be interesting to see. I know it does say Roger Taylor from Queen did backing vocals on it. So we'll see, and I'm going to have a listen to it, and I've got it on, the full album is on YouTube, so I'm going to have a boo at that and see what, maybe even next week play some of that. Now, going back at the time, they had a few hit singles back in the mid-70s, and when I was collecting singles when I was a young boy, probably 1974, 75, I bought their single Imagine Me, Imagine You. Because she had a very unique voice, Nusha Fox. Her real name was Susan Trainer, and she was from Australia. Oh, we got a Dempsey. Hello, Dempsey. Hope you're doing all right. She's on break at work, or maybe doing what Billy's doing and skiving. Yeah, and then we heard another track from Steve Hackett. I think we're done with this. Oh, we've got one more Steve Hackett next up. We've got one more track from Steve Hackett, and from his new album. We've been featuring that today. It's brand new this week, I think. And then we're pretty well done for the day. We've got 15 minutes left. I'm trying to stick to like exactly two hours. That way, the folks at CGSF don't cut me off at the end. All right, so let's get back into the music. This is one more track from the new Steve Hackett album. The name of the album is The Circus and the Night Whale, and this is a track called Wherever You Are, right here on the House of Prog and on CJSF. Hey, how about I start it at the beginning? That would always help. Here we go.
Oh,
listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. That's a little bit of Necroweasel, and if I remember rightly, they are from Finland, where they have the highest population of metal bands in the world. I read that. But Necro Weasel, good name. Good name. Interesting song, Out for Your Blood, from an album called Brave New World. Yeah. It sounds very kind of mid-80s, kind of California surf punk circa Repo Man to me. But nothing wrong with that. I love Repo Man. I love that soundtrack. It's one of my favorite soundtracks of all time. One of my favorite movies of all time. But Necro Weasel, 2024, that's brand new. Brand new. Could have been recorded in the mid-80s as far as I can tell. Hey, what else did we have in there? We had one more track it for a track it, one more track it from Stephen Hackett. Wherever You Are was the name of that one. The last track were from the new album, The Circus and the Night Whale. And yeah, that just about wraps it up for this show. I hope you've enjoyed yourselves. Those of you who've been listening on CGSF, get to bed and have a good sleep. And come and join us if you're around on Fridays, 12 till 2, live on the House of Prog. Otherwise, we go 10 o'clock till 12 o'clock on CGSF on Tuesdays and then on Thursday mornings as well. So thanks for being here. We're going to wrap up with something completely different from Lalo Schifrin. And, yeah, I'm a big Lalo Schifrin fan. I like his guitar. This is very kind of, very of the moment from 1976. This is Lalo Schifrin, a track called Gauchos. Adios, everybody. Sayonara. Hasta pronto. Auf Wiedersehen. And we'll see thee later. Been listening to DJ Ian on Transatlantic Express on the House of Prog and CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University at 90.1 FM. Thanks for listening. Thanks for checking out the show. We do this every Friday, 12 till 2. Don't forget, you can check us out on Twitch.